This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 53.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on? Alex Pardo here, and I'm going to try something a bit different here on today's Q&A show. I'm actually recording this from my cell phone. I'm on the way to the gym, and I wanted to just get kind of my thoughts out of my head and onto this podcast here, and I didn't want to wait till I got home in front of the mic. So forgive me if the audio quality is not as good. If you absolutely hate it, let me know, and I probably won't do it again, but if not, just kind of focus on the content. Hopefully the audio quality is okay here. But if you had an opportunity to listen to the last Q&A show where I talked about, you know, what happens when a lead comes from, when a lead comes into our marketing funnel, you know, how do our lead managers process that lead? What do they look for? And then this part, what I'm going to cover today is, and this is, you know, just to address a few questions I've gotten, is what's the process and how does our acquisitions manager then handle the lead once the lead manager sets up an appointment. So before I get into to kind of the meat and potatoes of today's podcast, I want to just kind of talk quickly about, you know, the importance of getting out of your comfort zone. And this is something that I've been guilty of in the past, is if it's very easy and comfortable to do this business from behind your laptop, behind a computer screen at home, at Starbucks, and that's great. You know, it's fantastic that, you know, we have the flexibility where with a cell phone and an internet connection and a laptop, you know, we can do this business from anywhere. That's one of the things I really love about it. But it's also very easy to fall into that comfort zone. And, you know, you probably have heard that saying that if you're not learning, you're not growing. The same thing applies. If you find yourself inside that box, right, inside your comfort zone, you're probably not stretching enough and you're probably not, you know, doing or accomplishing big things. And so what I want to do is I want to encourage you to get out there and network, you know, get out there and talk to people, attend events, join a mastermind. I just got back from an awesome 3-day workshop with 12 very successful investors and entrepreneurs across the country. And it was a great time. Not only was it fun, but I can't tell you how many key takeaways I walked away with. And it's probably something I'll be talking about on future podcast episodes. But just excited to get back. And I've already talked to my team, certain things we're going to be implementing in the business. And I have no doubt that it's going to add to the bottom line. And these are things that, I'll give you an example of one thing that I picked up that's just a very simple idea, right? Nothing super. And maybe this is something you've heard of, or maybe it's something you've done, but just one simple idea that you can just add, and it's another marketing channel to start getting leads. And it's a simple concept called Bandit Signs on Wheels. And if you go to banditsignsonwheels.com, you can check it out. I think the guy Ruben there has a video of how it works, and I haven't bought the training yet. But in a nutshell, it's you post an ad on Craigslist, and you get people to put a decal in the back of their car that basically says, you know, we buy houses, and it goes to a dedicated phone number that you have. So imagine you have 5, 10, 15, 20 people all around town driving with a We Buy Houses with your dedicated number. And what's funny is that this guy, Ruben, has actually gotten people to pay him a monthly fee for the privilege of them driving their car with your We Buy Houses decal and phone number on it. So how genius is that? That's something I had never thought of. And it's something we're going to be implementing here in the next couple of weeks. So that's just one simple idea that I picked up from the 3-day workshop, one of many. So again, I think the point is I want to encourage you to get outside of your comfort zone, you know, join a mastermind, attend events. You know, the year's coming up here, so take a look and figure out what 2 or 3 conferences or seminars or masterminds or workshops, whatever you want to call them, you might want to attend. And it could be something as simple as even starting your own meetup group. You know, if you go to meetup.com, you can start your own meetup group, or you can join a meetup. You can start your own mastermind. I mean, there's so many ways to connect with high-level people, with thought leaders. And it's just a matter of taking action and making it happen. So now that I've kind of gone off on a bit of a, you know, a diatribe there, as it relates to getting outside your comfort zone, what I want to talk about now is what happens once a lead comes into our marketing funnel, our lead manager has identified that the seller's motivated. Again, we're leading with motivation, not so much price. So it's interesting because I connected with a few investors from Dallas that are doing like 20 to 30 deals, and they were saying that they're doing most of their deals. Their acquisitions manager basically is locking up contracts from the phone. You know, he's got some rock star closers, some guys that they know how to melt the phones, and they're getting on the phone with sellers and they're getting contracts done over the phone. Our process is a little different. If we identify motivation, our lead manager sets up an appointment for our acquisitions manager to get in front of that seller belly to belly, and we feel that we have a much higher, you know, the chance of converting that seller and getting the signed contract is significantly higher versus if we were doing it on the phone. And we're going to actually test, you know, maybe trying to do more deals on the phone. It would certainly save us a lot of time, and it's something that's it's more scalable, that's for sure. But my experience has been, if you can get in front of a seller, especially if you're very personable and you you've done a great job of building rapport, then you're putting yourself at an advantage in terms of getting the deal. So in Podio, we have a simple button that's checked that it says appointment set. It sets up a task and sends an email to our acquisitions manager with the link to the lead record, all the details of the deal. Our lead manager clicks clicks a button in Podio. It creates a task for the acquisitions manager, sends him an email with all the details of the transaction. And we actually have our lead manager call our acquisitions guy and basically just run down, you know, what's the personality type of the seller, and all that information's in Podio as well. But what I found is that if I can get them to communicate on the phone, sometimes he can pass along information that our acquisitions manager wouldn't get from just looking at the Podio lead. So he'll review everything. He'll look at the motivation. He'll look at why they're selling. He'll take a look at the comps. We have him print out the lowest comps, and we have him go into that appointment knowing what's the target price we're looking to buy this property at or contract it at, and what's the max, like what's your walkaway number. That way, when you're sitting in front of a seller, you're not trying to negotiate at the table and you're just not sure how far you can push it. You already know that going into the appointment. We then have our acquisitions manager contact the seller a day before the meeting. And if for whatever reason the appointment's that day, we always have him contact the seller at least a couple of hours before the appointment to not only to confirm the appointment, but also to just recap some of the information that our lead manager gathered, you know, the reason that they're selling, and it's an opportunity to kind of connect rapport. Now, if you have a lead manager or a processor or a virtual assistant on the phone with your seller, one thing you want them to do is give you or your acquisitions manager a warm introduction. That way, it just kind of like, it shortens the gap and it's easier to build that rapport. So then what our acquisitions manager does is, once they've verified and confirmed the appointment, we have him get to the neighborhood at least an hour before the appointment and drive all the comps. It's very important that, you know, especially if you're getting started in this business or if you're not sure of a neighborhood and you don't know the area very well, maybe you've never done any deals there, drive the comps, and that's going to give you a lot of information that, you know, you might not be able to tell from behind the computer, unless you just go to Google Street View on every single comp, which you can certainly do that. And it's actually probably not a bad idea to do that before you drive the comps. But if you can go that extra mile, sometimes, you know, neighborhoods change, especially here in South Florida, from street to street. And so if you're able to drive those comps, it just puts you in a better position to really understand the true after repair value of the property. And it just equips you with more ammo going into that meeting. Our acquisitions manager meets with the seller. You know, we have a credibility kit that we share with them. We have testimonials that we can provide to them, especially if they're skeptical or on the fence. And one of the things I want to encourage you to do, especially if you're the one meeting with sellers, is when you go into an appointment, just try your best not to talk about the deal or the house for the first 10-15 minutes after you've walked in. You know, one of the things that we've trained our acquisitions manager to do is look at pictures on the wall, look at things that you're able to connect with the seller on, and talk about that. So it could be pictures of their kids playing soccer. It could be anything, you know. So there's always a way that you can connect and build rapport with people. And looking at pictures is a great way to do it. Now, you don't want to BS your way, you know, like, so if you don't have kids, you know, you don't want to start talking about the kids you don't have just because the seller has kids. So be authentic, be genuine, be real. But always try to build rapport first before you even get into the particulars and the details of the property. And you'll find that sellers tend to put their guard down. And, you know, you've heard that saying that people do business with people they know, like, and trust. And like and trust is really the operative words there. So, you know, you don't know these sellers, but make sure that you focus on building rapport with them. One other thing that I forgot to mention that we have our acquisitions manager do is we'll search their email on Facebook and see if they have a public Facebook account. And just by looking at pictures, looking at the things they post on their wall or on the feed or whatever you call it now, we're able to, you know, go into that in, that meeting with already information about the seller. So, you know, for example, you know, the election just passed. If we know that they're, you know, pro-Trump, for example, and you happen to be pro-Trump, then, you know, you might want to lead with that. Maybe that's a bad example because politics can always be kind of a divisive subject, but I'm just giving you an example. If you're able to check out what they're already interested in, you might be able to even mention that up when you meet with them at the appointment. And then obviously we get the contract signed, we walk them through the entire process, and we let them know if you plan on wholesaling it, let them know that you plan on having people, you know, going through to check out the property and inspect it. And so give them a heads up on that, you know, so that you're not blindsiding them. Walk them through the process. And then next, what I'll do is I always have the acquisitions manager give our sales manager or our dispositions manager a warm introduction. And then I'll usually connect them because in Podio, we change the status. It transitions it over to our sales manager. A new lead is created in the deals whiteboard with all the information. And then basically from there, you know, it's our sales manager's responsibility to get that property sold. So anyway, that's the process in terms of it getting from the lead manager over to the acquisitions manager and then on to the sales manager. Obviously, acquisitions manager takes all the pictures, does a video walkthrough, uploads it to Google Drive, and adds the link to Podio. And so the sales manager has all that information before he even contacts the homeowner to begin the marketing process. So on the next Q&A podcast show, I'm going to talk about now what does our sales manager do to get the property sold and then transition it over to our transaction coordinator once we find a buyer. So, hey, if you've enjoyed this episode, I would love if you can do a 5-star rating and review in iTunes. If you go to flipempire.com/iTunes, you can go ahead and leave a review there. I'd really appreciate it. And let me know if there's any other topics or areas that you want me to cover. I'd love to do that. You know, hopefully the audio is not too bad here and you've gotten some value from the content. So I will talk to you soon. I look forward to connecting with you on the next show.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.